97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, from Ace of Cakes on the Food Network, Duff. Duff, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. What's up, Big Papa?
I'm hanging, man. I'm getting married. Okay. I have a fiance, and when you end up in relationships, they end up broadening your horizons.
That's a fair assessment. Yeah.
And I'm not being gay here, but you're part of my new horizons.
That's fantastic.
It is. I mean, she introduced me to the Food Network and the challenges and Ace of Cakes, and so now you're like my guilty pleasure, dude.
Oh, nothing to be guilty about. Nothing at all.
Well, yeah, I mean,
our show is awesome.
It really is. It really is. The stuff that you guys come up with is absolutely fantastic. Of course, it's Tuesday. If you have not seen this, number one, where the hell you been? Number two, it's Ace of Cakes. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 and 10:30 on Food Network. You can check out charmcitycakes.com. And pretty much, Duff is the CEO of a bakery.
CEO of 15 people. Come on.
Do you write the checks? Are you the one?
Yeah, I write the checks.
I mean,
ADP really writes the checks. Yeah, I write the checks.
And I sign them. And it's you and your cast of 15 just doing the most outrageous things with pastries, and it's absolutely fantastic.
That's what we do, man. Here's the thing is we just try to bring a little slice of joy to everybody. You know, it's like, it's, you know, there's so much just nonsense on TV now that's just like, guys, like, stop yelling at each other. Like, I mean, it's just within the realm of reality. It's just such, there's so much like rah, you know, there's so much like,
sure,
just bad stuff. It's kind of like train wreck television. And it's like, you know, instead of like, you know, kind of buying into that, it's like, you know, let's make something a little bit like happier. Let's make people feel actually good about themselves instead of just like making them feel like, at least I'm not those people kind of thing. You know, so we try to just make like a really fun, happy show. And the thing is that what you see on TV is really how it is. Like, there's no yelling that goes on. There's no like friction. There's no gossip. There's no drama.
Duff, you know what it is? It's a family.
I think I had Us Weekly call me up one time. They're like, so what's the gossip? And I was like, oh man, everyone's on drugs, and the whole show is just like really gone everybody's head, and everybody's hooking up with each other. And the guy's like, really? And I was like, no.
You know what? It's like and I get this feel just from watching the show. It's like a family.
It's totally like a family. I mean, like, those, my employees are like my little brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I'm like their crazy older brother, the dumb jock older brother. It's like, what? What'd you say about my sister? Like, I'll kill you.
I'm going to give you a wedgie. Again, it's Duff. It's Ace of Cakes on Food Network, charmcitycakes.com, and a new book. Ace of Cakes, Inside the World of Charm City Cakes. What are we going to get in the book, brother?
All right, so the book just came out, about 2 weeks ago, something like that, and it's awesome. All right, it's not a cookbook.
Did you have a proofreader?
It'd take a lot more than one book to explain how to do what we do. I don't even know how we do what we do. Nobody does. It's crazy. The book is really, it's a scrapbook. It's an invitation into the last 7 years of our lives.
Duff, is that how long you've been doing it?
I've owned the bakery since 2002. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
The show's been on for 4 years now.
That's absolutely amazing. And so it's almost like you being at the bar and having a drink with the person reading and just telling stories.
Telling stories. It's all stories. It's all eye candy. And here's the thing: is as a chef, like, I buy cookbooks for the pictures. Right.
Okay.
I don't buy it for the recipes. I don't care about the recipes. I don't care. Like, would you got a gorgonzola cream sauce? Great.
Yeah. Congratulations. You got a gorgonzola cream sauce. Right.
Right. I love looking at pictures, and the pictures are really what inspire. You know, you see something, you're like, I want to eat that, and so you'll figure out how to make it. You know, there are plenty of books out there that'll teach you how to bake a cake. Right. I don't have to do that. That's not my job. You know, there's a like Rose Levy Birnbaum wrote like the Cake Bible. You know, it's such a good book.
Right.
So it's like, here's who we are, here's what we do. When you turn on the Food Network and you watch Ace of Cakes and you see all these crazy people doing all this crazy stuff, like why is this happening? What sort of alternate universe, like, happened on your TV that, like, this place exists? And the book explains who we are and what we do and why we do what we do, and really just, like what the whole story is, you know, starting with my great-grandmother up till today.
Is that where it started? Was the great grandma?
Yeah, she came over from Russia, and she came with her two brothers, and she settled in Wichita, Kansas. They got separated. Her brothers ended up in Argentina as gauchos.
Really?
This is way back turn of the century. And then they eventually got sick of being Argentinian, Russian, Jewish cowboys, and they moved up to Wichita to where their sister was, my great grandmother, and they actually started the Jewish Mafia of Wichita, Kansas.
No, the highly coveted Jewish Mafia of Wichita, Kansas.
It's feared, man.
Really?
It's like three or four really pretty fierce dudes.
Wow. I make fun because it sounds funny, but I could have, if they were right in front of me, I don't know if I'd have the same reaction.
Think about it, man. These guys like fled Cossack persecution, went to Argentina, became cowboys at the turn of the century, went from Argentina all the way up to Wichita, Kansas, probably overland, right? They probably rode horses all the way to Wichita. And showed up. They were probably some hard dudes, man. I wouldn't want to mess with them.
Fantastic. It's Duff, Ace of Cakes, Tuesday and Thursday on Food Network. CharmCityCakes.com. Of course, the new book, Ace of Cakes, Inside the World of Charm City Cakes. Duff, we were talking about TV a little earlier. What's on your DVR? What do you like to watch?
I don't have a DVR. I actually don't watch a lot of TV. I like the old National Geographic shows. Where it's like
I like those too. The old magazines I used to look at them as kids. Them in the JCPenney catalog.
No, not the old National Geographic. The ones it wasn't like about the person making it wasn't like about the photographer.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? It was like I like those shows that are really just about the animals themselves. Like it's not like about like okay, so I had to dig myself into this hole for 9 days. Like I don't care. Like just get the shot and show me the animal. Like I don't care what you had to do. Like it's I don't know. It's kind of like come on. Like don't turn it. Like it everything is. I know this might sound hypocritical, but everything is a reality show now.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, everything, and it's like come on. I don't. Like, you know, just show the, like, you know, like you watch, like, the motorcycle show, you know. It's just like, I don't care that you guys had to go to the dentist or you had to do a autograph signing at a motorcycle
rally. I want to see you build the bike.
I don't care. I want to see the motorcycle. I'm a gearhead.
Yeah, build
I love
the bike.
Like when that show first came out, I was so excited because I love engines.
Yep.
I just rebuilt myself a 1962 Corvette. Like, I'm
oh, wow.
Building cars. I love engines.
Cool.
I love grease. And it's like, these guys are like these crazy motorcycle guys that build these awesome bikes, but then they're like going to the dentist. They're like, I don't care about Mikey going to the dentist, man. Like, come on, you know? Like, just show me some bikes, man. I love when they, like, I love the bike part, you know?
Just build the bike.
Without the other stuff.
Absolutely. It's Duff, Ace of Cakes, CharmCityCakes.com. Now, everyone knows the cakes. Everyone knows the quality of work that you do. I am getting married. How in the world, I'm not going to ask price, but I want to know if someone from our neck of the woods wanted to purchase a cake from Charm City Cakes, is that possible?
Where are you?
I'm in upstate New York.
Easy.
Yeah?
Dude, we've shipped to Hawaii. Well, not shipped. We went to Hawaii and made the cake there. We deliver all over the world.
And here's the big thing. I had gastric bypass surgery, so I can't do sugar too well. Can you do like a sugar-free or a no sugar added kind of deal, or
we
is that
definitely? We probably wouldn't do the whole cake that way.
Okay,
we would make sure to dedicate one specific tier to your needs. So, like, say to have a sugar-free cake, we could also do if somebody had celiac, we could do a gluten-free cake. If somebody had a nut allergy, like a tree nut or a peanut, we could do a nut-free cake. And a lot of times what we do is we can either put those on the cake itself, but chances are they're going to be using the same knife to cut the cake as they'll cut the whole cake with the same knife. So what we'll do is we'll do an extra cake on the side.
All right, Duff, you're my boy. I'm going to email you, and we're going to hook this up.
We'll take care of
it. I cannot wait. This is awesome. I'm going to get a Duff Charm City Cakes cake for my wedding. This is going to be
awesome.
All right,
wait, here's the thing. When are you getting married?
I'm getting married June of 2011. Plenty of time.
June. Okay, so June is that's lacrosse season, right?
It's baseball season.
No. No.
Are you talking for Syracuse Sports?
Yeah.
It's right at the beginning.
All right, you might have to move your wedding because I'll only bring it up there if I can go to a Syracuse game.
You know what we'll do? You know what we'll do? I'll hook you up for like a football.
Or hockey.
You want hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, we got hockey.
Syracuse has awesome hockey.
We have hockey coming out. We got Syracuse Crunch. We got Utica College hockey. You haven't seen hockey till you've seen hockey up here, brother.
I played for UMBC. I mean, I'm all about college hockey.
All right, it's on like Donkey Kong. Duff, Ace of Cakes. It's CharmCityCakes.com. I know you got to go. Something real quick. It's the quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let us know more about you. All right, ready?
Wait, what?
It's six questions, 60 seconds. Rapid
okay,
fire.
Go for it.
Ready? Here we go. Drink of choice.
Drink Coke.
Toy as a child.
Legos.
If you order a pizza, what's on the top?
Pepperoni.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
My Blue Heaven.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
That little crease in between a woman's upper thigh and her abdomen.
There it is. And finally, Duff, Ace of Cakes, favorite toy as an adult?
As an adult?
Yeah.
Oh, you're killing me. My Vespa.
There it is. Love it. Duff, Ace of Cakes, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 10:30 on Food Network, CharmCityCakes.com. Go get the book, Ace of Cakes, Inside the World of Charm City Cakes. Duff, we'll get you up here, and we'll take you hockey galore, all right?
Hockey galore, I'm down.
All right, Duff, Ace of Cakes, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.